everybody. Hello. Welcome to the Cat Tim Show. My guest today, Mike, is it Racine? Is that how you say it?
Or
is
you
it
know Racine? How to say my name. Yeah, Racine.
I don't know. I always get nervous. He was late because I gave the wrong address to the studio for the second time in 3 weeks. And he brought me meats that I'm eating.
Yeah, they're a little warm now. They're kind of at room temperature. I think that's how they're supposed to be served.
Yeah, it's really good. Do you want any of it?
Yeah, sure. You can just put it in the center. But I had to. You told me 200 West Broadway, which is in Soho or Tribeca. So, but the train is right there. So I ate some of these on the subway platform.
There you go. I mean, I have a serious problem with directions, and I think most women do, but we can't say that anymore.
Yeah,
because that's sexist, I guess.
Right.
But I think it's true. I'm really bad with it.
I think it is too.
Yeah, I think it's true. Like, why would our brains not be a little different?
Right.
I never know where I am. I got lost on the way home from the childhood mall that I grew up. You know, I took a different exit out of the parking lot.
Right.
I wound up in like a boning town.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all women are that bad.
No, I'm not good at a lot of stuff, but directions is one of them.
Thing.
I can find my way.
Is your thing?
Around.
Yeah. So you're a comic. You're a former garbage picker, and a
garbage picker,
right, or something.
I think the.
Is it trash reception?
Hi, I'm here to interview for a garbage picker.
I don't know what the politically correct term for that
son, what
is.
Makes you want to be a garbage picker? And then you go, well, my father was a garbage picker, and my grandfather was a garbage picker. Yeah, I worked for 1-800-GOT-JUNK in the city for about a year and a half. And then before that, I worked for a bunch of different, like, moving companies. So I'm very good at finding buildings.
Yeah.
Especially in the city, because I never, you know, you got to not only find the door, you got to find the service door, you got to figure out where to go in, where to sign in. So I was like, there's something wrong here. If I
my
can't
fault.
Find a building.
Yeah. Does anybody ever ask you to pick up anything and you're like, is this a body?
No.
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 See,
but,
I was watching that something about Jeffrey Dahmer yesterday. I'm like, how awesome.
Yeah, we did a job one time. The guy died in his apartment like a couple days before, and there was like dried blood all over the apartment. Like, the management, like, didn't care. Like, one time I found human shit at a job, and I called my boss and I said, I think there's shit at this job site. Can we stop working here? And
yeah.
He goes, it's not shit. It's yellow stuff. It's some yellow stuff with stains on it. He was telling me what was in there, and I was like, okay. And I hung the phone up, and I...
Oh, that's awful. That's awful, but now you're doing better now. You're doing. I mean, it probably wasn't
slightly,
that bad.
Yeah.
Slightly better.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
I
did not watch you on Conan. I didn't.
It's okay.
But I should.
It was a long time ago.
Everybody should. Yeah. Yeah.
It's on YouTube and everything.
YouTube,
so,
everything. Yeah. I mean, that's great. Stand up.
I read every comment. So go ahead and leave.
You read?
A comment
do you read every comment?
Yeah. I mean, I go through them and I look at. Yeah, and it's mostly positive stuff.
What's a comment section like for men?
It's like, this guy's funny. He's got a good future. I like where he's coming from. Go get him.
Yeah, yeah. I like. Yeah, yeah, that's.
But
not...
it seems like you can't win if you're a woman on the internet.
You can't win.
It's no matter where.
I posted a picture and I did not edit out the birthmark between my eyes.
Yeah.
And I got a flood of comments about how deeply I've hurt people.
Like, your whole platform could be about how you're a disgusting pig.
Yeah.
And you should kill yourself.
Yeah.
And you'd still probably get hateful comments.
People be like, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Do it, you gross bitch.
Yeah, or they'd be like, no, don't kill yourself, stupid.
Yeah, you're so stupid. Stupid bitch thinks she needs to kill herself.
Why do the animals have a voice now? It's like,
because of the internet. It doesn't bother me. I did try to get this birthmark removed one time, but it grew back.
Where is it? In the center?
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And is it like a weird color because you have some...
makeup on it.
Okay.
But like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Can we relax? Can everybody relax? Mm. I just want to know, like, who these dudes are that are out there like, oh, her birthmark looks weird. She forgot to fix that before posting this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I am so upset. I don't know. I really don't. I mean, stand up. Yeah. It's either like, this guy's funny or this guy's not funny. It's never like, you're... I've gotten that my eyes are too far apart and too close together.
I got stuff about my ears, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That was about it.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
So you couldn't do my show last week because you were you were at the shore. You're from New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Jersey, right? Do you like
Hamilton.
New Jersey?
I like it, yeah. People shit on it a lot, so it's like, I guess I have to.
Well, I'm from Detroit, and I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. It's my favorite place in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
feel that way about New Jersey.
And also, I think some of the funniest comics come from Jersey, like Jersey and Boston and Philly. And I don't know, there's something about that attitude where people are mean to each other.
Yeah.
People go, hey, you're a pig.
People need to be meaner to each other, which is why I'm okay with them making fun of my birthmark.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fine.
Because mm-hmm.
We're all going to hate each other and be disgusted with each other no matter what,
yeah.
the same amount. It's just a matter of whether or not they're passive aggressive or I don't know. My birthmark, I know it's there. I can handle that. Mm-hmm. I have a mirror. But, you know, maybe there was something seriously wrong with me. It'd be good to know. It'd be mm-hmm. good to know. I know you're eating meats right now. You're the first podcast guest to bring a bunch of meats.
Sorry, this was a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. I've eaten on this podcast before. I just bring it myself. And I'm also going to be vaping on this podcast. I may be very dressed up, but this is not as classy of an event. I'm like in my Fox News gear still right now, but this vape.
How was Gutfeld?
It was very good. It was a good show. It's a very good show. Very, very fun. I went to the convention, but I didn't go inside at all. I didn't go with Fox. I went with Barstool and just tried to turn protests into tailgates. So that video should hopefully be coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty... I actually was trying to get all these people to bong a beer at a protest.
Uh-huh.
And all these dudes that look super shady would not do it.
Yeah.
But this nice little Indian guy, very nice young man was like, okay, thank you. And he just bonged the beer in front of the wall of cops.
Nice.
And he was fine with it.
Nice.
So, I don't know.
I've actually gotten a lot more, liberal and tolerant since I haven't been driving trucks, and I feel like I'm losing my edge a little bit.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Tell me more.
Well, it's like when you're in a moving truck for 12 or 13 hours a day, you don't care about anybody else and other people's problems.
Right.
And you don't want to listen to other people telling you that you have privilege.
You're like, yeah, I just had to see actual shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, at work.
But now that, luckily, comedy's paying the bills, you know, maybe I feel that a little bit.
Maybe. I guess.
I should renounce some of it. I should maybe, walk around in a wheelchair
you can't,
once a week.
You can't walk around in a wheelchair.
I should be pushed around in a wheelchair once a week.
Maybe.
I saw some guy say that once online. He was like, white people need to renounce their privilege. I've renounced my able-bodiness. Now it's your turn. what does that mean?
Your body moves, I guess.
He just crawls into a pizza shop. He just doesn't use his legs. He just purposely.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing? Oh, I'm trying to connect with the lesser abled. Is that a spectrum?
Maybe.
Is it a spectrum of ability? It just gets to the point
where... Sorry, just move your legs. No. You don't understand.
I know, and I look at this stuff, all day long, and you never know what's going to upset people. I've heard mm-hmm. that, the phrase white privilege is offensive. I saw this in Huffington Post the other day, because it's too nice to white people.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Really, it's we're actively oppressing people.
Right.
So white privilege is, calling it white privilege is white privilege.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's always going to be people who, I guess, are on the fringe, and they say crazy stuff.
Yeah, there right? are. But there's so many of them that it's kind of creeps me out. I'm so sorry that I gave you the wrong. I mean, was it really somehow the God's will for you to take the train? Did you
maybe
find $1 million there? Did you was it God's
no,
plan?
No, I mean the thing was right there, you know, but
I feel
it's
so
it's just
bad.
Funny because addresses are different because they take you to different parts of the city.
That's the thing.
So, but you probably meant to say because West Broadway is its own thing, its own road.
Yeah, I've done that before, and I don't know why. I don't know why I keep doing that. Maybe if I talk about it now, I'll figure it out mm-hmm. next time, and mm-hmm. I won't do it to another person.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Maybe you just need a boyfriend.
Yeah, maybe I do. I don't
and
have that.
He can give you all the directions.
Yeah, but then that comes with a whole other host of negatives that I don't. Well, you have a girlfriend. That's why, right? You have a GF for a little bit.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's a sweet. I've met her, I think, a couple times, but I don't know her at all. But yeah, I don't know. I just I'm very I like to do my own thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll change my mind. Maybe I'll fall madly in love someday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll just be I don't know. How
yeah.
does that work?
Yeah. I mean, I like it, but I did a show in Connecticut last night at a theater, and I was opening for Colin Jost.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, if I get to the highest level in comedy, I'll be headlining this theater instead of opening for somebody. And it's like, what am I going to do? Like, do a theater and then go call my wife?
Right.
It just seems real miserable.
Right, and I do, but, I do kind of.
But she's great.
You know? Right, right, right. The thing is, though, that's normal. Like, but I go through that big time. I'm like, there's always gonna be like another. There's another dude. But it's like a lot of the time, it's just like me hanging out. Like, you know, and that's what you forget about. I think when you're in a relationship, that a lot of the time you're just hanging out. But when you're, but as soon as you are in one, you're like, yeah, but what if?
Yeah.
Someday. I don't know, human beings.
But you're
are
single.
Awful.
You can just head down to Atlantic City if you want or something, or you don't have to confer with anybody. And...
Yeah, exactly. I can take the Greyhound to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
With the free casino. Atlantic City is kind of awful. You probably
it's
like
great.
It.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you love
it's the
it.
Best. You know what you do too? You get on Jersey Transit. You buy a bus to Toms River. That's the first stop on that line. It's like $8, and then you just stay on the bus, and it'll check.
That's a nice little trick. Yeah. That's a nice little trick.
For your listeners.
I think I'll be a good. I think I'll be like a gambling old woman, like a lonely gambling old woman. Yeah. Be like, what do you mean I can't bring this cat in here? It's on my purse.
Yeah.
It's zipped inside my jacket. Like, I think I'll be happy.
Yeah.
My
uncle just passed away, but his wife had Alzheimer's for like the past, 12 or 15 years, and she's actually still alive. She outlived him somehow.
Yeah.
But he would just bring her down to Atlantic City and put her at a nickel slot with like a cup with $20 worth of nickels in it.
And
then he wouldn't have to bother with her.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually a great idea, I would think. A nickel slot. I mean, I like the slots.
Yeah.
Slots are fun.
Do you?
Yeah.
They're hard to understand. I don't get them.
I just press the buttons. I'm not sure I'm doing it right.
Okay.
Won $300 one time. Other than that, I just wasted a ton of money.
Right.
Is it true? Like,
but don't you feel like, am I doing this wrong?
Yes.
There's no choice or anything. It's just kind of.
There's no choice.
Yeah. You can lose your money real fast. At least blackjack, you know why you lost. Roulette, you know why you.
I have to be honest. I'm sorry. I think my official statement about my mole is actually getting me some sympathy on feminist Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
So my phone was just blowing up. I really hurt a lot of people by not editing out my mole.
How do we find some of these people? Maybe.
I mean, they're everywhere. They're the world, and but it's like whatever, you know. I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a grotesque looking human being. I do have a mole. I've somehow managed to overcome that adversity. Check your no mole between your eyes privilege, everybody.
Right.
Before you say something like that to me ever again. If you ever like told a joke and like. You thought it wouldn't be offensive, but have you ever like gotten in trouble, like Twitter mob trouble for anything or?
Not really. I mean, one time I said something about Lena Dunham and people got mad, but
was it?
I just said like it was during that rape joke thing, and I was like, what's more offensive, rape jokes or her body? And people
that's a good
got
joke.
Really, yeah,
it's a good joke.
People got real pissed.
Yeah, because you're not actually saying, I believe that her body is more offensive.
Yeah.
You know, it's like either it's a joke and it's fine, or you're a dude who's saying. That her body is more offensive than an actual rape.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
right.
Which one is it? You psychos.
Right.
You absolute. I hate. I
should have edited and been like, what's more offensive, rape or Lena Dunham's body?
I just feel. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
Well, everybody that I know who's met her, like they're like, she's really nice.
Yeah.
But she makes the stuff she puts out makes me so viscerally angry.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is why people join ISIS.
Exactly. They get
of this
so pissed.
30-second preview of this show.
Well, this is why people, this is where like men's rights Twitter, they just love it. When there's people being like, I'm naked, I can look however I want, and you can't. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, I don't care. Whenever I'm brave enough to put my mole out there, I know that sometimes I'm going to have some haters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's my response. That's, you know, whatever.
Right.
I think that was on South Park when, like, the Safe Space one. Did you see that?
Yeah.
When he was like, don't put pictures of your body. And you posted a picture in his underwear on the internet. People send mean things. Like, people are going to. The internet's a mean place.
Yeah.
It's a very mean place.
Well, what I thought was funny was I saw this thing recently, and this girl posted this thing, and she was like, she was a little chunky.
Mm-hmm.
But. I like that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of guys like that. So
yeah.
She posted this thing. She was wearing a bikini, and she had all these comments like, hey, if you're over 200 pounds, maybe don't wear a bikini. Then she was wearing like a crop top, and they were like, if you're over 200 pounds, don't wear a crop top.
Yeah.
And then she posted like with short shorts, and they were like, hey, you're 200 pounds. Stop, you monster. But I noticed the comments. It was all women.
Yeah.
I was like, where's this like body shaming patriarchy that we
there's
supposedly
a lot of,
live under? I don't know.
I get a lot of horrible comments from men and also from women.
Yeah.
I absolutely get comments from women.
Yeah.
Like, why are you wearing that? But it's only because of where I work that
right.
they're saying that. Like,
right.
if I worked at anywhere else, they would be like, oh, you go, girl. It's empowering. And then because of where I work, they're like, oh, you're bimbo, stupid, bimbo, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It's so, it's like there's like two teams.
Right.
Which is why, I don't, are you going to vote?
I don't know, I guess. I mean, I'm registered in Jersey, which is like always
yeah.
a Democratic state, right? Yeah. Tim Dillon was like, it doesn't matter. New York, it doesn't matter. It's been Democratic for the past.
Yeah, it doesn't matter in general. But man, I really just hate Hillary Clinton.
I think everybody does. She's very hateable.
She's really hateable. I love this WikiLeaks stuff that came out where they were like actually plotting against Bernie, like the DNC to try to make him look worse.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they would have had
I think Hillary made my grandmother like Bernie. My grandmother's the most conservative person.
Yeah.
And she was like, Bernie was the only honest one.
Yeah.
I think she just hated her so much by
She's awful.
By comparison.
She's awful. She's awful. She's awful. I mean, I just...
Do you remember when she said that she carries hot sauce in her purse?
Yes. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, it was gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, no, she doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She hasn't carried her own purse probably ever in her whole life.
Yeah.
She's just trying really
I'll
hard
I'll tell
to...
you what, I probably will end up voting for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying that. Why just not vote?
Because everybody's like, oh, if you don't vote for her, it's a vote for Trump.
Yeah.
But I don't know that much about it, but it just seems like, I don't know, all the stuff I've heard about him.
I mean...
His ghostwriter was like, he's going to nuke somebody. And then my grandma was like, he's not going to nuke anybody. Shut up.
So his ghostwriter...
So I don't know. So I'm undecided.
So is your grandma voting for Trump?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think
absolutely.
My whole family is.
They're
not even a big... They're not huge Trump people, but they...
I know a lot of people are voting for Trump just because they like The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, like, I saw a lot of the convention, and if I were the Kardashians, I'd be kind of worried.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, not necessarily Hillary being worried, but that is an attractive, charming family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've put them in the house and give them a bunch of booze and see what goes on behind the scenes. Yeah. What if this is all just a ploy to get another reality show, the Trump family.
And they know how to present themselves the right way. Like, I was watching an interview with his son, and his son was like, oh, like, we know we're not politicians.
Yeah.
It's easy to be a politician. It's hard to be a working American like we are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love that they have the balls to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I work so hard for my dad, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
Working for my dad, I don't even know what that would mean. I don't really have that going on. Well, you
I have felt that though. It's like I'm driving a truck all day and I just feel like fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Let's vote for Trump and burn it down.
So I can't even imagine driving a truck. I would run into I'm a terrible driver.
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing in the world, but it was like how I made my living for, you know.
I just gives
a
me
while.
Gives me a panic attack to think about it.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're having a panic attack about mealtime, you should try Green Chef's USDA certified organic meal kits. They make it easy to cook healthy and feel great about where your food comes from, and they deliver everything you need to cook healthy, delicious dinners right to your door. Okay, they're organic, non-GMO ingredients. They're pre-chopped, pre-measured. You don't have to measure or chop. Help you get dinner on the table in an average of 30 minutes, which this is officially true, 50% faster than any other meal kit. Okay, and you know, there's no shopping, no planning, no commitment. You can skip weeks. You can cancel whenever you want. You can skip weeks. You're gonna be out of town. You're gonna be going out to a restaurant. There's no shopping, no planning. You can try to stick to a diet. They got vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free. If you're cooking for yourself, date night, family dinner, it makes mealtime fun, delicious, and most important of all, stress-free. There's a special offer for my listeners. Enjoy 4 free meals when you sign up at greenchef.com/cat. 4 free meals, greenchef.com/KAT as in me. Okay, was that good?
I did that.
No, it's totally no problem. Is this one?
I just thought it was funny you're talking about organic, you know, meals.
Yeah, what's this?
Mortadella.
Mmm.
We're here eating this wop meat.
Dude, I don't care. It's delicious. I'm just like chewing this microphone. It's so good. I don't know. I do you just eat like this all the time? Is what you eat? What do you eat? What do you always, but you eat like. You're the guy with the sauce, right?
Yeah.
You sell sauce out of
my trunk.
Out of your trunk.
I haven't done it in a while, but that was like, yeah. I mean, I started making it. People like it. People have responded to it positively. So I just kept, yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that?
I kept doing it. I have an entrepreneur's spirit.
That's
like one
good.
Of those people that makes this country great.
That's good. You know, there's probably a lot of dog walkers out there giving you shit about selling sauce.
Yeah. Anytime I get into it with somebody on Facebook and they go, well, you just sell sauce out of your trunk. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's not a burn.
Yeah.
You wish you had the balls to be Mike Racine.
Yeah. No, that's so true. That's not exactly. Exactly. People are like, whatever. You work for Fox and you work for fake news. And it's like, you walk dogs.
Do they ever call it faux news?
I know. Oh man. Oh my god. Oh yeah, dude.
I've never heard that before.
I've never ever heard that. Oh god. It never gets stupid faux news and stupid blah blah blah. It's like I actually love. Like, come on.
Yeah.
My job is fun.
Yeah.
Like, how do I not have a fun job?
Right.
I mean, how is it? I don't know. I guess dog walkers, do you like move to New York to be a dog walker, right?
Maybe.
Basically. When people say I'm moving to be an actor, that's what they really I feel like people try forever. Which is good, I guess.
Some people they just do it forever and they don't get better. I mean, if I hadn't accomplished a few things by now, I would have quit.
Yeah.
And I'd go be a full time garbage man.
Yeah.
Full time garbage picker.
Yeah. People say that, like, going after money is selfish. I think it's more selfish to, like, just pursue...
Your burden on your family. And...
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's because you have this inflated view that you're some sort of something.
Right.
That you're not.
It seems like a lot of kids that do comedy, they're not embarrassed to be where they are.
No, they're not. They're proud of it. They're like, isn't it cool how poor I am?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Right. It's like, how are you going to relate to people? Like, how are you going to face a comedy audience and talk about stuff?
Right.
When you're poor.
I was walking my...
You're bumming everybody out.
I was walking my dog the other day. Just kidding. Not my dog. I can never have a dog. I couldn't have a dog, though. That sounds stressful.
Yeah.
To have a dog.
You know what we should do? We should go to one of these Brooklyn bar shows and we should pee on everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. We should sit there. The Brooklyn bar. Yeah, yeah. Brooklyn, there really isn't nowhere else in the world like a Brooklyn bar show. It's just like I'm poorer than you are off. Like, yeah, well, you think you're poor? I'm way more poor.
Yeah.
That's why people get mad. Like, the one that people get mad, like, you're not allowed to be, like, successful or rich. That's like, people hate you for that. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna vape. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I...
I just vape directly onto you. People get so mad when I vape on their babies on the street on accident. It's not going to stink, dude. It's steam.
Is it going to stink up my Grand Theft Auto shirt?
It's not going to stink up your... Yeah, it's steam. It smells like delicious melons for a little bit.
Okay.
And then it smells like nothing.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm sorry. The vaping is so douchey, and I just can't quit.
You like it? What do you like about it?
The buzz.
Yeah.
This has got an intense amount of nicotine in here.
Yeah, okay.
And I wake up every morning, I hit it,
uh-huh.
and I buzz right out of bed.
Uh-huh.
And it's absolutely delightful.
Now, you haven't seen, like, all those comics that are out, that it's like a guy being like, I vape, and then they're fucking each other in the ass. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
That hasn't deterred you?
No, it hasn't deterred me. Neither has popcorn lung. I've heard popcorn lung is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where you, like, it turns your lungs into, like, I guess people were dying when they worked in, like, microwave popcorn factories.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, the same kind of problem that I'm probably going to have.
Oh, okay.
But it's not, like, a live the longest contest.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, also, if you work in a microwave popcorn factory, like, get your fucking shit together.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah. Stop being poor.
Yeah.
Sell pasta sauce. Make something of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you actually do something. God forbid.
I'll tell you what. I did hear this interesting theory, though, where it's like, if someone, if you've gone through the same experience as somebody, you're less likely to have empathy for that person.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that's true. That makes sense. But I don't know. Look, somebody made a little picture of, I just have to show you. Yeah.
That's, like, kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it's, like, fine.
Yeah.
I just, so, for all of my listeners, somebody took a picture of Michael Jordan and put it in between my eyes, where my birthmark is, and it's just this dude right here. We'll take a look at him.
But Cindy Crawford had a mole. What's the difference between her?
He took time to make this. Like, this dude is just sitting in there having a Saturday, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to find a picture of Michael Jordan's head, crop it out, put it between her face, tweet it at her, his bio. I'm not the best looking guy, but I have a great beard. It doesn't, I mean, oh my God.
But it's weird, like people have mole. I dated this girl one time, she would paint a mole on her face, like right here.
Oh boy.
What's the difference between that and
yours? I guess mine's between my eyes, so it's like grotesque. Right. I'm just completely unfuckable because of my mole, I'm sure.
Right.
He's keeps going, by the way. He's just basically. He's now just basically.
But the crying Jordan thing is like so hack at this point, isn't it?
Uh huh.
It's well, everywhere.
I have a feeling that this guy's got a lot of time on his hands. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't. I appreciate it. The thing is, when people are like, "It's okay, even though you have a mole, you're still hot." Still
you're like,
hot.
You're like, thank you, picture of Stimpy.
That's about as good as like the, I can't wait till if I ever get old to get maybe if I'm lucky hot for your age. Well, that's when you know it's time to just never leave the house.
Yeah.
When you're hot for your age, hot for your age, years old is when women are not are no longer anything to the world. It's all stupid. It's all This guy, I mean, I wonder how many things he's going to send me. By the way, he said, yeah, everybody listen, he sent me, he keeps sending me pictures of Michael crying Michael Jordan's head pasted onto stuff. So he doesn't have any plans for the weekend, apparently. Although I don't really have plans. Are you a drinker?
Yeah, I like drinking.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a heavy drinker.
Yeah.
I love drinking. I wouldn't say I'm an alcoholic. I think that's a little sad. I mean, I'm not like, I don't have a problem. It's not creating any problems.
Yeah.
I do really love it.
Yeah.
I do really love it.
I do it probably every night.
Yeah, yeah. My glasses are getting stuck underneath here. And, you know, times are really
tough. I mean, if I had that fucking thing on my face, I'd probably...
This mole?
Be drinking a lot, too.
Yeah, dude. I don't know why I'm not getting... I want to get, like, a hashtag stand with cat going, stand with cat's mole. This is some severe adversity that I'm facing.
Yeah.
And I really need people... to come out and stand up for me.
But that's a big part of your life, right? Like people it's tweeting hate at you.
All day long.
But don't you feel like people who do that are like a small percentage of the population? You just happen to get the brunt of it, people like you?
I do.
Girls on the internet.
I do. Also, it's like at least you're paying attention to me.
Yeah.
At least you're watching. I mean, yeah. there's entire accounts.
Now, is there any way to just block it out and not look at it?
I don't mind. Sometimes it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind at all.
Uh-huh.
I like to, I like to know that people, there's people who have like entire Twitter account. They only follow like Fox News personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And every tweet is just, yeah, you're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You're stupid. You look fat today.
Even Megyn Kelly?
Oh, she gets it all the time. She gets random crap. She wore like a tank top and people like lost their mind or something. I mean, but.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
We should hunt them down. Those people should be like hunted down and killed people who do stuff like that to anybody.
There's people who you say the anonymous like
hide behind a
anonymous on the internet
cartoon.
But there's people who like are actually like their faces, and they'll be like HR manager.
Yeah, and he's
and
always
blah blah blah.
And he's always like holding his baby. Like,
yeah,
he's like devoted father. Of three.
It's like you that
how Cat Tim's a whore.
Yeah, I want to comb on your glasses, bitch.
Yeah,
I get that constantly.
Right. His wife is like, what are you doing in there? He's like, nothing. She's like, dinner's ready. He's like, hold on.
Wait a minute.
I have to tell Cat Tim if I'm going to shove a gun up her twat.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important.
Yeah.
And they're more active. I mean, I'm pretty active on Twitter, but they're even more active than I am. It's mm-hmm. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Do you live in...
Why do you think it's women? Because I feel like guys don't get it as bad.
I don't know, just because women... There's obviously a more a bigger focus on the appearance of women than men.
Sure.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Ask me when I start to get old.
Yeah.
I'll get plastic surgery or something. I'll work it out.
I gotta tell you, that girl was so hot though. The chubby one who wore a bikini.
Yeah. Did she seem to?
I was just sitting there with half a chub, enjoying myself.
Yeah. And everyone's like, "Don't wear that, you fat
you
bitch,
pig." Yeah. If you're over 200 pounds.
And I bet you she wasn't like over 200
no.
pounds.
No,
she was probably like 130.
No. I could have bench pressed her.
Yeah. Oh my God. Was she like a famous person, or she was just like a girl?
A girl
in a shirt.
Yeah, just some girl. I can find it for you. Thank
yeah,
you.
I'd like to see. I mean, and also whatever side, like there's somebody into everything.
Right.
If the internet is not proof of that, there's somebody into into absolutely everything.
You'd think there would be some real repercussions for people at this point, though.
You think that there would be, especially when there's people that are like HR manager. There's a guy who's constantly criticizing me. He like works at MSU's inclusion department.
Uh-huh.
And he's always
MSU,
telling me,
Montclair State, or Michigan State?
Maybe Michigan State.
Here we go.
He's always telling me I should be more like Ann Coulter. Well, let me see this.
This girl is my type.
Yeah. What are these comments? Dude. But she's got like big boobies, huge boobies. What the hell? Tasha and Stephanie. Please don't wear a bikini. Thanks.
Yeah.
Jeez, Stephanie. Stephanie, you're so...
I'm trying to eat.
And then
she wears a bunch of other stuff. That's her in a crop top.
Yeah. And
this is her in a burka. They're like, if you're over 200 pounds.
Yeah. Don't leave your room.
Yeah.
I think it's fine to make fun of fat people. I think it's fine to make fun of skinny. I think it's just fine to make fun of people, but this is absurd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the way that these women are writing this, it's not like,
you don't feel a little bad. But if you make fun of a fat person, you don't feel a little guilty.
I mean, I don't know. It depends on like, these aren't really jokes.
Yeah.
This is a direct read. It's not all caps. It's not acceptable for you to wear booty shorts.
She's so mad.
And she's like, she's actively hostile towards this woman.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, it's not a joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a whatever. It's like a. And then there's the other end where it's like, it's not okay to say that it's unhealthy to be obese because that's offensive. Like, no, it is actually unhealthy to be.
It is actually
like,
unhealthy.
Yeah, that's like actually a fact.
Yeah.
The internet, man, I love it and I don't know why I love it
because
it seems.
When they go fat and healthy are mutually exclusive.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. No, that's not true. You can be too skinny.
Yeah.
You can be too fat.
Yeah.
You can drink too much.
Yeah.
You can vape too much.
Yeah.
You can do anything, and it's just facts are facts.
Right.
And that's just true.
Just because you're giving me a boner doesn't mean you're healthy.
Doesn't mean you're not going to have a heart attack right now.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, how
I lost my virginity to an overweight girl with a glass eye. I found out after.
So you don't have a glass eye thing?
No, I don't think. I just found out.
There's guys that have glass eye things. There's
really?
Guys that have crutches things, broken arm things. You know, there's things that are... How big are we talking?
I don't know. She was larger.
She was a larger woman.
Yeah.
So, you're disgusted by my scrawny body?
Yeah, it's gross. Eat something. That's why do you think I brought you these cold cuts?
I wanted more of this one. This is good. I'm being body shamed on my own show. Which is fine. I don't care. Shaming isn't the worst thing that can happen to you. You can like die. You can have a loved one die.
Mm-hmm.
You can not have a job. Actually, some people don't want to have a job now because they're all very artistic.
Yeah, I think intent is very important.
Yeah,
you know,
that's kind of what I meant when I'm saying they're like, don't. Wear those. Do not.
Right.
All caps. Right. Do not wear that. She's just like taking a pic in her room. Do not wear those shorts. God. I mean, girls are very mean to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're really mean.
Right.
I've had girls be very, 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 very mean to me. But that's all right.
Why is that?
I don't really know. It's always like a different. I rode the subway home one day, and it was like a big group of girls. And I'm not even kidding you. Every time one girl got off, because it's her stop, the remaining girls would start talking shit about the one that just got up without a single exception.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, yeah, she was being kind of like, did you see the way she was talking to, yeah, no, like I heard like, oh my God, she texted in that. Like, oh my God, she shouldn't, oh my God, did you, that's crazy. Did you tell her? Well, I was kind of like, gave her this look. And I'm like, you guys are all awful.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Right.
Like, And I guess the last girl was the only one that was safe. So basically, ladies, if you go out in a group of your friends, make sure always the last one off.
You're the last one off the train.
You're the last one off the train, or else you're going to get screwed.
She just started talking shit about herself.
Yeah. God, I'm so ugly.
Like, I'm disgusting. I have a mole on my face.
God, I'm so nasty. Can't believe it. How dare. I can't believe I went out in public. I should not wear these shorts.
She just shot herself.
Yeah, I didn't stick around for the end. Maybe that It was like a bachelorette party, which honestly, there's nothing more annoying to be around than like a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
In on the street.
Yeah.
I got caught in the
comedy middle. Shows too.
Comedy show. They come to comedy. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, because women don't know how to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
They think a guy telling jokes is like gonna be.
Yeah, the bachelor party.
Oh, your last crazy night. We're gonna go to the Chuckle Hut.
We're gonna rip a bunch of shots.
We're gonna go
mango.
See Judy Tenuta at the.
What's the worst? Like,
I couldn't think of a.
What's like the worst heckling experience you ever had?
I don't know. It doesn't happen as much anymore, but
it doesn't have to be the worst.
I'm not gonna fact check you.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm a man, so it doesn't really, you know.
It doesn't really.
Life's very easy.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's very easy to be a white.
I'm trying to think.
A white man. I mean, bachelorette parties are.
It's always girls, though, usually.
Yeah.
Maybe like 90% of the time.
Yeah, and then they'll scream out, and then you say something, and you're like, what? Why do you mean so mean? He's mean. You're a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, no, you're actually not supposed to be talking right now. I was talking, I have a Nick DiPaolo on here sometimes, and he was talking about
I listened to it.
He just literally can't perform plays anymore because he just can't stand that shit.
It's awesome.
And he has to.
I might go watch him at Caroline's.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he's at Caroline's.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come say hi. I just start by my place.
Yeah.
But
cool.
Are you doing Caroline?
I think I might headline something like this month we were talking about, just like a little Thursday or Sunday night.
Nice
show.
Little Thursday or Sunday.
Yeah. But I used to work at Caroline's. I was the doorman there, and DiPaolo came in one week, and like I think that was the hardest I ever saw a headliner crush. some girl was saying stuff, and he was like, "Can you shut up?" And then she goes, "Me love you long time." And he goes, "Oh, is that an Asian?" He's like, "I'll see you at a roof at NYU." And then he starts going off about how like they're jumping off the library, like there's a swimming pool down there, and like he doesn't want to park his car over there because he doesn't want a chemistry major to land on it.
Oh my God! See, like you should be able to, and why are you at a comedy club if you're emotionally fragile human being.
I don't know.
Like, I don't do stand-up too much anymore. I do occasionally, but my favorite place to do stand-up was always the nasty Midwest.
Yeah.
The nasty Midwest where it's like, I'm on a diet, I'll take the fried chicken salad with ranch,
mm-hmm.
extra cheese, the Philly cheesesteak, but with the whole wheat hoagie, please.
Yeah.
Like, that's my people.
Yeah.
I love that. People come to New York and they're like, oh, well, let's just see how much he knows about what is and is not appropriate.
Right.
Like, that's not the place for you.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, though, and, like, that's not really as much of a problem. And
mm-hmm.
maybe it will, and maybe I'll shoot myself in the foot by saying this. But I feel like anytime a comedian is like, oh, people get uncomfortable when I talk about this, then maybe it just means that you're not being fun or you haven't found a way to make it funny yet.
Yeah,
I
know that too. Like people,
I think people, because I have a lot of jokes. I mean, I talk about pedophiles and like race and a lot of stuff. And my brother's retarded, but
yeah,
I don't know. I've never had people get mad at a joke that works. So
I know, and the thing about comedy, the problem with that is obviously you have to like try things a lot of times to know if they work.
Sure.
But yeah, I've seen guys like that too. That'll be like rape. This
right.
girl wouldn't bone me, so I raped her.
And that's
and
the
people
last,
don't laugh, and you're
right.
like, what, are you two PC?
Are you fucking faggots? Yeah. And that's the last person I ever want to be.
Exactly. What
so.
Do you mean, you little bitches? What, I just said, I told
you're
the rape.
You're so fucking sensitive. I'm too real.
I raped someone yesterday.
Yeah.
Why don't you not laugh? I love the open micer. Why don't you not laugh, and you bunch of fucking pussy idiots? That's funny. I'm like, well, clearly it's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not a joke.
It's so hard to be funny, is the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it is really hard to be funny.
So, yeah. So if they're not laughing, then maybe you got to.
They take it personally. Maybe,
right.
yeah.
Right, and I feel like I'm a winner, so I'm qualified.
Yeah, you can talk
like
about
that.
Rape and whatever else you. Yeah, I think it's a bigger problem on the internet.
Oh,
though.
I do have that rape joke too.
What's your rape joke?
It's about like teaching your son that he can't rape anybody, but then like when you, but then he's like, I'll just ask a girl's permission first, and I feel like, yeah, but like sex is only good when it feels a little rapey.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Well.
So I've never had any blowback or anything from that.
Yeah.
I'm sure I will someday
I'm
if
sure
I do
you
it.
Will. It depends who hears it. Maybe someone videos only that. I get paranoid of that. Someone like does like Snapchat of like no context.
Yeah.
Just being like just you, just only saying sex only feels good if you're gonna rape me or whatever. That could be like Mike Racine loves rape, throwing you off all these feminists after you like do you really think it's okay to rape people? Like, it's 2016 and it's not okay to rape people.
I mean, some people, but there's people on Twitter who literally have no sense of humor at all. Like, Ricky Velez tweeted this thing about Brock Turner, and he was like, if I raped a girl behind a dumpster with the last name Velez, I'd get a lot more than 6 months in prison.
Yeah.
And I tweet back at him, like, yeah, you get a bunch of high fives from your family.
Yeah.
And then, like, some guy comments, like, what are you trying to say here? I'm like, I'm saying that Ricky's Puerto Rican family are all rapists. And then he was like, why would you say something like that? Are you trying to... He was, like, interviewing me or something.
Yeah, trying to, like, engage in an intellectual social justice discourse with you on Twitter.
That's what they want to do a lot of... They want to, like, convert you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm making a joke, and then they want to, like, have this dialogue.
Yeah.
But it's fun to kind of string them along a little bit.
Absolutely. Or if I'll post something... That's
just
like,
no sense of humor at all.
Yeah. All my... Like, a lot of times when I post satire, wow, really?
Yeah.
No, not fucking really.
Yeah.
Did you like what is wrong with you?
Right.
Not really.
Right.
I guess people are like, well, it's hard. There needs to be a sarcasm font. Well, no, you need to not be a fucking dumbass.
Amy Schumer did a sketch though where there was a new feature on Twitter and it's the I'm gonna rape and kill you button. It's just one character.
I know. I thought that was hilarious because I get that every day. I'm gonna rape and kill you,
mm-hmm.
and it does take up a lot of character. I mean, it does take up a lot of characters because mm-hmm. then they was the sketch that said then they'll have time to like call you fat or whatever. Also,
yeah, right.
Yeah, I thought that was really, really, really funny. I mean, Twitter context, blah blah blah. It does. It's just like for me. If I was going to, I would never tweet someone, I'm going to rape and kill you. But mm-hmm. if I were, I'd at least make sure to Google them and be like, oh, this is satire.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go out and make threats, you should make sure at least that you know. So that's a Grand Theft Auto attack.
But I feel like it's swinging. Wait,
your shirt's like an Italian and a Grand Theft Auto. It's just like the broiest chode shirt I've ever seen in my entire
chode
life.
Chode shirt? Yeah. I think this is sweet.
It is, but it's like you're sitting here in that shirt and you're eating meats.
I wear this chain.
With a gold chain. You're on brand, I'll give you that.
Wait, so don't you think it's swinging back a little bit the other way? It's swinging away from the PC stuff?
I think we have to be dedicated and continuing to make fun of it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they'll just be taken seriously.
Right.
I think...
But I feel like 3 years ago, it was everywhere. And now people are starting to realize that, like, there's funny stuff.
Yeah.
And it's...
But I think it could go back in the other direction. Maybe if people are, I don't know, Trump, he's just... People are like, want to hate Trump. And he says... Whenever I hear someone be like, the PC police, it's like, ugh. And that is what what I talk about for a living.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, whoever came up with PC police, is that a fact that people know?
Mm-hmm.
The PC police are the only police we want around here because we're liberals and we only like the PC.
Right.
It's all just so stupid. There were so many police. There were so many cops in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
There was like no protesters.
Oh, yeah.
It was like all cops. Like, the Westboro Baptist Church people had, like, a wall of cops surrounding
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were, like, royalty. I'm like, this is, like, tear gas and, like, giant rifles. And there's, like, 14 dudes being like, we don't like Trump.
Yeah. What do you think of this, though? Somebody shared this thing, and they were like, the ISIS is to Islam what the Westboro Baptist Church is to Christianity. And I was like, well, the Westboro Baptist Church doesn't collect taxes and have territory and chop people's heads off.
Yeah, they don't like massively kill a bunch of people. They just kind of like, they don't do much. They just kind of like.
No, they just protest dead soldiers' funerals. That's it.
Yeah, which is shitty, but I like, let's say that the Westboro Baptist Church had picketed my mom's funeral. Mm-hmm. I would be like, all right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, it's very important to me that you have a high opinion of my mother.
Right.
I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
You got
thick skin.
I do. You have to.
Right.
Or else you don't belong in the internet.
You don't belong in the world.
You don't belong in public.
Kill yourself. I picked up garbage.
You picked up garbage.
For 15 hours a day.
You're like white privilege. You're like, bitch, I picked up garbage.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what I love about my girlfriend, too. I mean, she's been working since she was 15. She worked at Caroline's.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Meat in my throat. I knew this was going to backfire.
Totally fine.
But yeah, she's like you, no bullshit.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's hard because I hate to catch myself starting to be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, wait, no, you're wrong.
Yeah,
you're pussy.
Yeah,
you're wrong.
Yeah,
the way your brain works is not the way the human brain should work.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to handle. I mean, I pretty much. So this is the original. This is the original mole pic. You can definitely see the mole. The mole's like right in the sunlight. It's very emphasized. But I don't think anyone's going to look at that and be like, that's an ugly girl.
It's barely anything.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
look at this pic I took of people walking into the gap. Did you do it on purpose or you forgot to?
I forgot to what? The mole? I don't bother. I don't edit out the mole. I know a lot of my friends, they have like photo editing software on there. I'll throw an Instagram filter on there, but they'll like edit out their moles and they'll whiten their teeth. And like sometimes I get like, I have some scar, like so if you have like a zit like or whatever, I'm like, whatever. Sometimes I get a zit.
Yeah.
It's really like fine. Yeah. So there's that end. And then there's the other end that's like,
I'm self-conscious about my nipples. They always poke out of my t-shirts and polos. And
they do.
If I could change anything, I would change that.
Is there a filter for that?
I wish.
A nipple?
No, but even when I'm on stage, I feel like people are staring at them.
You gotta own it.
I'm like your grandpa.
You gotta own it.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, dude, my nipples are beautiful.
Right.
That's what See, that's the thing. Then there's the other side, which I also don't really agree with. That's like, I posted a picture without makeup on, and I'm a feminist here. Like, it's like, no, it's just, I just wasn't wearing makeup.
Right.
It's not, like, a huge deal.
Yeah.
So it's like, everyone's absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got? Let's see here. It's already, like, 5:15. Oh, this is good. All right, we're gonna wrap up unless you got anything else you wanna, oh, my God, I just got reviewed by my Airbnb. Hold on, my Airbnb. Oh, my God. I can read Jeff's feedback once I write a review of your own.
Hmm.
How should I review it?
How was he?
I mean, I didn't know him. The place was fine. How was your overall?
You stayed there?
I stayed there. I stayed there. I left a lot of dishes. The how heck are the photos? I mean, cleanliness. This is private between...
Look, no matter what you did, don't be a rat, okay, Jeff? We hope you're not a rat.
Yeah, Jeff.
Even if she did leave a dish or two.
Yeah, I left about 11 dishes. But I don't know what it... I mean, I was... Okay, I'm going to just give him 5 stars. My Uber rating is...
Just say great stay.
...is very, very low. Okay. I don't know why. Describe your Airbnb experience. Very good. Wonderful location. Good. Very good. I just want to see what he said about me.
Give yourself an Uber rating. Would you describe yourself as like a nice person?
How would you describe the place? Unique, rustic. I mean, come on. Like,
where was it?
It was in Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Like it was our. It was I. You know, like I don't miss it. I wasn't miserable. How was the walkable location? What was the neighborhood like? Residential. Anything stood out? Well equipped kitchen. What types of trips would this be placed for? See, I when I do reviews like this, I always want to troll, you know, and be like something. It was good for
hate group.
Yeah, this was. How much did you feel at home in Cleveland? What the hell does that got to do with Jeff?
Anything? Yeah, right.
What does it have to do with Jeff? That's not Jeff's problem.
Right, he's not the mayor.
Yeah. Oh, that's not very completely. How strong is your personal connection to the local people you met in Cleveland? Okay, I don't
care.
What
is this commie shit?
Yeah. I don't care if I ever get down on my luck, no matter what. I will never say it's Airbnb. Someone's like has a bad, someone gets dumped in New York or something, or people are assholes in New York, what's my fault? Yeah, how is your personal connection to the local people you met in Cleveland? I don't know.
Who cares?
I didn't care. And that's not Jeff's.
Now Jeff's review is going to suffer because some...
I didn't meet Jeff. Oh, you left your beer bong behind and took our house key with you. I did not take the house key. I left the house key in the mailbox. I cleaned up all that beer. The beer bong was a prop for a video.
You left the guy's key in the
mailbox. Yeah.
But then if somebody is looking through his mailbox, then there's his house key, right? Where are we supposed to leave it?
There. I guess maybe he couldn't find it.
In the mailbox? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just blindly defend you here.
He's a jerk. Everybody, Jeff from Cleveland is a total jerk. That's ridiculous. I guess, I mean, come on. Really, if somebody left a thing, if I forgot a prop... That takes pay. It's not like I didn't even drink there. I had like a beer there.
Yeah, just throw
I
didn't, it like, out, throw Jeff.
I didn't like throw a party.
Yeah.
I left my prop there.
Yeah.
Makes it sound like
Was it an apartment, a house?
It was a house, and I cleaned up everything, all the garbage. I left 4 dishes in the sink.
Mm-hmm. You said it was 11.
Yeah. I mean, forks and spoons, maybe, counting. Oh. There was no dishwasher, and I was late.
Okay.
And I left a hose and a funnel that I used as a prop for a video in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like something too horrible? I don't think so. I don't think so.
What did he review you?
That's all he said, but it's seemingly gonna. It looks like it would be a negative review.
It's like a private message.
It's like a private message. There's no stars, messages. So, yes. Plus, it was like really expensive to stay there with Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're really gonna get mad that I left behind one of my props?
Did he give you the whole place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that I went and did that, and that I'm now, we took some extra time here to let everybody know about Jeff. Is that mean? Should I feel bad?
I don't know.
I had a positive experience.
You were supposed to leave the key in the mailbox, so why was he annoyed?
I don't know. I think I was.
Maybe you didn't leave the key where you're supposed to leave it.
Maybe not.
You probably were supposed to leave the key somewhere else.
Maybe.
All right.
He could have called me.
He also, it's easy to just throw out a beer bong.
Yeah, that didn't need mentioning. That was a personal attack.
Right.
That was saying, you're a crazy girl.
Right.
You're a party girl. You threw a rager in my house.
He probably hates women, too.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sorry, because I'm a woman, I can't enjoy a beer bong from time to time.
That was passive aggressive.
That was a passive aggressive. Right. Mentioning the beer bong is completely unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
That's completely unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one thing,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he probably assumed I was like had a people book in a house in Cleveland bonging beers.
But it was just you alone in the house bonging beers.
But I wasn't by bonging zero beers in your house, Jeff. Look,
right.
Jeff, if you're listening, I gave you 5 stars.
All right.
I'm really sorry about the key. If it was in the wrong place, you should have called me. I had an unbelievably
maybe Jeff's a Democrat.
An unbelievably stressful weekend.
Yeah.
In my personal life,
what happened?
I can't go into it. But I assure you, Jeff, it was bad. And you know, I don't appreciate you fun shaming. Even though
fun shaming.
Even though there was no fun, it was just a prop for my video.
Maybe he thought you had a party.
But there was no mess.
Maybe just write him and be like, listen, sorry I left the beer bong in there. I didn't have anybody over. It was a prop for a shoot. Maybe that would make him feel better.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Maybe I will.
I don't feel like that's your brand, though.
It's not really my brand. I already emailed him twice. I said the beer bong was a prop for a video. That's all it said. Beer bong was prop for video. Jeff. Damn it. Now I can't use Airbnb anymore. I guess maybe if I sign up with a different email.
Yeah, it was kind of cunty.
Yeah. Oh, message him again. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure, Mike.
Can I plug something?
Yeah, I was just going to say. No, you can absolutely. What do you do? Absolutely.
No, I have a Comedy Central special coming out.
Ooh.
Fall winter. The half hour. I don't know. They didn't give me a date yet.
I think I wrote congrats on that Facebook post.
You did. Yeah.
So.
And then my album Union Delegate is on Spotify.
Nice. Everybody listen to that. And Twitter. What's your Twitter?
@MikeRacine.
@MikeRacine.
That was so funny. You said beer bong was prop for video.
Well, because I was trying to do a podcast while writing it. I could have saved it for later. All right, everybody. I got some stuff to deal with. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Cat Tim Show. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure. We're all gonna die someday. All right, bye.